Internet search companies have already built artificial intelligence, AI, tools into their systems. And the use of AI systems to support internet searches is expected to grow sharply in coming years. Some technology experts feel this change can greatly improve the overall search experience for users, but experts also have concerns. One early user or adopter of AI search is Google. The American-based company's search engine currently processes an estimated 80% of the world's internet search requests. Microsoft's search engine Bing also includes AI-powered results. Bing's AI system is linked to the company's Copilot service. Copilot is an AI tool designed to operate across a series of Microsoft business products. Copilot is based on OpenAI's ChatGPT, which launched in late 2022. ChatGPT is a computer-powered AI tool designed to interact smoothly with humans. Such AI tools, known as chatbots or generative AI, are trained on massive amounts of internet data. They have shown an ability to perform human-level writing and create high-quality images and videos based on short written descriptions. But these AI systems have also demonstrated possible risks. One risk is the tools can present false or misleading information as truth. They can also produce results that represent long-standing biases against minorities or underrepresented communities. Here we offer some guidance for users seeking new systems to provide improved and relevant search results. Some major search companies have made it easy to find AI search engines on their main search pages. Google's search system is powered by its own chatbot tool called Gemini. It can easily be found directly on desktop or mobile phone browsers. Gemini can be used to perform other chatbot actions as well as providing search assistance. Google also has been testing a new search offering called Search Generative Experience. It replaces links with AI-produced briefs containing basic facts about a subject. This system is currently limited to U.S. users who sign up through Google's Experimental Labs site. To use AI with Microsoft's Bing search engine, simply click the Chat or Copilot button underneath the main search window. This should pull up an information box where users can enter their search requests. New AI search sites have also launched, but they are not as easy to find. The Associated Press reports one way to find them is to perform searches for tools on Copilot or Gemini. Some to look out for include Perplexity, Hugging Chat, U.com, Como, Andy, Find, Exa, and Ask AI. Most of these services have free versions, but generally there are limits on how many searches a user can make. Users can also upgrade from basic services to higher levels, providing smarter AI tools and more search possibilities. Gemini users, for example, can pay $20 for an upgraded version that offers its most capable model, called Ultra 1.0. Most of the startup sites are largely free to use and don't require setting up an account. Many also have upgrade possibilities. Unlike a traditional Google search, results from AI tools usually produce a longer, readable collection of information. Sometimes the original source of information is also included, and in some cases, messages are included to warn users about possible misinformation appearing in the results. It is a good idea to try out different AI tools. Results from each can differ, sometimes wildly. The AP reports that results from AI-assisted search tools can be especially useful when searching for more obscure facts or information. I'm Brian Lynn.